first man up to take the penalty will be a Rockmount player, and it's that experienced campaigner Danny Ahern. You mentioned him as well, Anthony. Big strong midfielder, Danny Ahern. He's had a good game in there, and he is the man tasked with taking the first penalty kick. Five penalties each, of course. And at the end of that, if we don't have a winner, it will go to sudden death penalties. The goalkeeper, Harry Doherty, makes himself big on the line. We're going to have the first penalty. Here comes Ahern into the bottom corner. So, advantage Rockmount. One penalty taken, one penalty converted. And that was a good penalty, Anthony.
Brilliant penalty. Quite a short run-up, wee stuttering run-up. And he puts the goalkeeper's right into the side netting. Really, really good penalty. And puts the pressure back on to Cockhill now and Garvin Friel.
Garvin Friel has had a spell at Finn Harps. Certainly has enough quality about him to play at League of Ireland level, but his spell at Harps didn't last all that long, and he ended up back with Cockhill Celtic, and he has been such an influence on Cockhill Celtic in terms of...
The goalkeeper's doing the stance again, Jeremy. He's looking away.
Yeah, we're looking at that. That's what happened, remember, in the penalty with Lee McColgan. So Garvin Friel, here he comes. He's taken a fairly long run at this one, just has a little check of his boots. Here comes Garvin Friel. Goes for power, goes for the bottom right-hand corner and finds the back of the net. So, Garvin Friel has converted from the spot, and Danny Ahern has scored for Rockmount. And it's your player, Owen Murphy, Anthony, who's going to come forward to take the second penalty for Rockmount. Your player of the match, and he's a player that we mentioned it a few times on commentary. The Cockhill supporters had kind of singled him out for extra special attention. Does that suggest that the...
Yeah, well, he's got involved in, like, there are a few incidents, and he's turned around, like, and it's all been good natured. Like, he's had a bit of a laugh and a crack with him.
Here comes Murphy. He's up against Harry Doherty. Murphy is saved. His shot is saved by Harry Doherty. Murphy went to the goalkeeper's left. Doherty was equal to it, Anthony. Wasn't the best penalty. It was one of those ones that was at a good height for the goalkeeper, and Doherty makes the save.
Yeah, it's a great height for a goalkeeper to his left, about waist height, not right in the corner. And, you know, he's hit it well enough, but just on the way up to that as well, like when he's walking up, Garvin Friel's had a wee word in his ear on the way back. So, you know, maybe that's helped to put him off. But now it's Peter Doherty for Cockhill to give them the advantage.
Yeah, Peter Doherty, experienced number four for Cockhill Celtic. Here he comes. He's going to be right footed. The goalkeeper's bouncing on his line. Here comes Doherty. Finds the back of the net. Well taken penalty from Peter Doherty. He just clenches his fists and does a celebration towards the Cockhill supporters, and then goes over to Harry Doherty, gives him a high five and says good luck with this one, because Harry Doherty now is going to be facing up to Rockmount's third penalty of the afternoon. And remember, they have scored one and they have missed one, and this time it's going to be, is that the
Casey? Luke Casey,
yeah, Luke Casey, left-sided player, one of their better performances this afternoon. He could have had himself a hat-trick today, such were the chances that came his way, but certainly had a good game. Here comes Casey up against Harry Doherty, and Casey fires to the bottom corner. Good penalty from Casey, one of those ones where
that's a brilliant penalty.
Yeah, he sent the goalkeeper the wrong way, didn't
he? Just walked up nice and slow, and a lot of faith in his ability there. He just put the goalkeeper the wrong way and rolled into the corner. Really, really good penalty. Now it's Stephen Duffy for Cockhill.
One of the substitutes is going to take Cockhill Celtic's third penalty, Stephen Duffy. He did well when he came on as a substitute. Here he comes into the bottom corner. A brilliant penalty as well from Stephen Duffy. Right footed into the bottom left corner, across the goalkeeper, and this advantage that Cockhill have continues. They now lead on spot kicks by 3-2. Both teams haven't taken 3 penalties each, so Rockmount can't afford to miss at this late stage, Anthony.
They can't. I mean, if Rockmount miss now, Cockhill have a penalty to win the Intermediate Cup, and this is the sub Mylott.
Yeah,
he did well going forward. Maybe didn't do as well defensively, but certainly did really well going forward.
So it's Ian Mylott. He came on as a replacement in the first half for Jason Sexton, who got injured. Mylott is a left footer. Harry Doherty's crunched down low on his line. Here goes Mylott, and he sends the goalkeeper the wrong way, and so that's into the back of the net. So that's 3 penalties converted for Cockhill out of 4. 3 penalties converted to 4 for Rockmount Here comes Coghill to take their fourth, penalty. Christy McLaughlin wearing number 7. Another substitute. And again, he did well when he came on. Certainly had an influence on the game, starting out on the left-hand side, then played on the right-hand side. Another left-footed penalty taker. So this will give Coghill a 4-3 advantage if he can convert this. Here comes Christy McLaughlin, left-footed. Shot comes in. His shot is saved. It's saved by the goalkeeper, Brendan O'Connell. He went for power, didn't he, Anthony? The goalkeeper made a good save.
He went for power to the goalkeeper's left. It wasn't far away up from him. And the goalkeeper, he's held on to the ball as well. It's a really good save from the goalkeeper. He's gone the right way. It's one of them penalties, Dermot, where if the goalkeeper goes the wrong way, it's a great penalty. But unfortunately for Coghill, the goalkeeper's read it. And he's made a good save. And now he's the substitute.
Yeah.
Connolly, isn't it?
Yeah, you called this one because that's why he was brought in so late in the second period of extra time. Martin Connolly. So obviously he's a penalty kick taker. Here he comes, Connolly. And his shot saved by Harry Doherty. Harry Doherty dives to his right-hand side. And Coghill Celtic are one penalty away from winning the FAI Intermediate Cup, because that's 3 penalties scored for Rockmount out of 5 taken. Coghill Celtic have scored 3 penalties out of 4 taken. So the pressure and the chance to win the cup rests on the shoulders of Corey McBride. That penalty was missed by Martin Connolly, the Rockmount substitute. So Corey McBride, well, he had to go over and grab the ball after that one was saved by Harry Doherty. He had to go walking away over to the far side. Here comes Corey McBride to win the FAI Intermediate Cup for Coghill Celtic, and he blazes it over the crossbar. Anthony, he got it all wrong.
Oh my God, poor fella. He's had a really good game as well, and he's run up and he's tried to put in the top corner, and he's totally got it wrong. He's skied it. It's gone out onto the car park and where the buses are, and now we're back to square one. It's sudden death. And
and who's advantage with now? Because,
well, the advantage is going to be with Rockmount if they score this penalty, Dermot.
And it's going to be Kane Murphy. Where's number 3? A left footed player places the ball on the spot. Here comes Kane Murphy, and he finds the back of the net. That's a good penalty from Kane Murphy.
He's Owen Murphy's brother, so at least one of the Murphy boys scored today. Really good penalty, though. Puts Harry Doherty the wrong way. And now, is there a bit of uncertainty with Coghill who's going forward to hit the penalty?
Jimmy Bradley was kind of walking towards goal to take the penalty. Then he was called back, wasn't he, by the assistant referee who's looking after affairs in the centre circle and taking note about who takes penalties, etc. And Jimmy Bradley makes the long walk up to take this penalty kick. Now, this is the 6th penalty for Coghill. It's the first penalty in sudden death for them. So Kane Murphy has Rockmount leading by 4 penalties to 3. So Jimmy Bradley has to score this penalty. This penalty shootout has swung one way, then the other. The pressure suddenly on Jimmy Bradley, the Coghill captain. Here he comes, and he's missed. So Rockmount are the FAI Intermediate Cup winners. Heartbreak for Coghill Celtic. Jimmy Bradley holds his hand in his hands. I think he sent the goalkeeper the wrong way, but he just got too much on it. It clipped the top of the crossbar and went over. And you've got a feel for Coghill Celtic. They played so well, but penalty kicks, Anthony, you mentioned it on commentary, there's going to be a winner, there's going to be a hero, and there's going to be a villain. And unfortunately for Coghill Celtic, it's Rockmount who come out on top.
Yeah, the penalty shootout started so well for Coghill. They scored the first 3, Garvin Friel, Peter Doherty, Young Duffy, and at that stage they had the advantage. You know, Rockmount had missed their second penalty with the man of the match, Owen Murphy, and Harry Doherty making a really good save. And then you go to sudden death, and the last 2 penalties from Christy Fuldara and Corey McBride, they both missed. Christy's was saved. Corey put over the bar, and then Jimmy Bradley, who's, you got a feel for Jimmy Bradley, somebody who's given so much to Coghill over the years, and captain of the team, and goes up and his penalty. He's 6 inches away from being a wonder penalty. Like, it's just clipped the top of the bar, and it's gone out over over the bar, and it's just handed the victory to Rockmount. But a cracking game of football. Both teams brought quality to the occasion, and it's heartbreak for Cockhill, for the Cockhill supporters, for Gavin Cole and his management team. But it's such a bad way, not a nice way to lose a game of football.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant way to win a game of football, Jeremy. It's an absolute brilliant way to win it. But you know, you got to feel for the fellas that missed the penalties, because you know that'll be in their minds for a long, long time.
Well, the Cockhill Celtic players have walked over towards the main stand, and they're applauding their supporters, who are giving them a standing ovation down in front of us. And I'll tell you what, they may not have won today, but they're winners in their supporters' eyes, and in their families and friends as well, who are here in such big numbers today. And Cockhill Celtic have represented the Ulster Senior League today with so well, Anthony, so well. They've done themselves proud, they've done their club proud, and they themselves should be proud of their efforts. And they have been such a strong force at Ulster Senior League football at intermediate level in Donegal for so many years now. Wouldn't it have been so nice if they had crowned all that with an FAI Intermediate Cup win?
Yeah, I suppose, like, on the balance of it, Dermot, we can say, like, I do think that Cockhill shaded the possession, shaded the dominance of the game. There's no doubt Rockmount had a couple of really good chances during the game, but you know, for Cockhill to get here, you know, from the Ulster Senior League, and you know, we've spoke about the Ulster Senior League over the years, about the merits of having it, and you know, and today shows that why we should have an Ulster Senior League, why we should have an Intermediate League in Donegal, stroke in Ishuan, because you know, a day like this here, it's an unbelievable occasion, and for the powers that be to allow intermediate football to leave Donegal, like, it's shameful, really. And you know, to deny clubs like Cockhill and Bonnygee recently how well they've done, and previous seasons Letterkenny Rovers, denying them the opportunity to compete in this national stage, it's not right, Dermot. You know, people have fought for so long, long before our time, to bring intermediate football to Donegal, and you know, they're just going to let it drift away without us so much as a fight. So it would have been ironic if Cockhill had won today, and you know, given the cloud of uncertainty that's hanging over intermediate football in Donegal, it would have been ironic, but it just wasn't to be in the end up.
Okay, well, all that will be decided in the weeks ahead. Cockhill Celtic, in fairness to them, each and every one of the players out on the pitch watching Rockmount begin their celebrations. There's celebratory team photographs being taken down in front of us. The officials from the FAA are standing down there as well, patiently waiting for Rockhill to get themselves organised so they can do the presentation of the medals and the FAI Intermediate Cup itself. So this victory is number 5 for Rockhill, for Rockmount in the FAI Intermediate Cup final. Last year's win over Bluebell brought them a 4th title, so this is number 5. And I'll tell you what, Cockhill Celtic can feel proud of their efforts today, because they took this one the whole way to penalty kicks, and in the end it was disappointment for them, joy for Rockmount, who claim another FAI Intermediate Cup title. So that's about it from the showgrounds here in Sligo. We'll try and get some after-match reaction from the Cockhill Celtic camp. But again, credit to them. They're out on the pitch. And the supporters here as well are still here in the main stand. The Cockhill Celtic supporters are going to stay with their players and applaud them right to the end of this game, as the Rockmount players come forward to get their medals. And the Man of the Match award, is it, Anthony?
Yeah, Danny Ahern.
Yeah, the midfielder Danny Ahern is presented with the Man of the Match award. We thought that Owen Murphy probably shaded it in terms of his performance today. But that's the situation here at the showgrounds in Sligo, where it was such an enjoyable occasion to be part of. And my thanks to Anthony Gorman on co-commentary here today as we head back to the studio. It's ended in disappointment for Cockhill Celtic, but they can be so, so proud of their efforts here this afternoon. It's finished in a victory for Rockmount after penalties, after the game finished one apiece at the end of 90 minutes and extra time, and Rockmount winning out by 4-3 on penalty kicks. Back to the studio.